I'm Lisa Dent. Do you have to sleep with someone who snores? Does it keep you from getting any sleep at night? Dr. Anita, thank you for joining us. You're going to have to pronounce your last name for me because I just don't want to screw it up.
Hi, Lisa. My last name is Shelgaker.
Oh, Shelgaker. I could do that.
Yes.
So yes. A neurologist and sleep medicine specialist and director of the Sleep Medicine Fellowship at the University of Michigan. Have you ever lived with or slept with someone who snores, doctor?
Perhaps my husband snores occasionally.
And everybody feels so bad when you point out, hey, you're snoring, roll over, do something, you poke them, and sometimes it just doesn't make any difference. There's not always a medical cause for snoring, is there, or is that the root of it all?
See, that's a really great question. So we think about breathing during sleep, and it can be kind of a continuum, with snoring being something that can be a standalone sign, or it could be reflective of an underlying sleep disorder, such as obstructive sleep apnea. So ways that we can kind of help make that distinction are thinking about what is a person's sleep quality like overall, other associated symptoms like witness pauses in breathing, gasping or choking during sleep. Does the person feel rested and awake when they wake up in the morning? Is daytime sleepiness a problem? So if there are other things going on in addition to snoring, then that may be a good time to see a healthcare provider.
Okay, so let's say you do that and the person is still snoring.
Yes. So if your bed partner has snoring that does not reflect underlying obstructive sleep apnea, then some strategies could be, like you mentioned, to change the sleeping position so that the person is sleeping on their side, or to put some pillows or other things under the head and neck and the upper torso to kind of prop up and elevate to fight gravity a little bit to see if that can alleviate the snoring. Also, some things such as minimizing alcohol in the 2 to 3 hours prior to bedtime. Sometimes that can cause a little bit more relaxation of the muscles that are related to snoring.
That's probably why the new bed frames that are adjustable are so popular, because you can push a button and actually raise the head of the person. Well, I don't know if you can do it individually, but that's probably the popularity, because how many people do you estimate snore at night?
You know, it's probably higher than we think. When we look at the prevalence of obstructive sleep apnea, that can be as much as 15%, and we think that even may be an underestimation. So when we talk about snoring, which could happen even outside of obstructive sleep apnea, it's probably a much higher percentage than that. And then, as you know, there are some folks who will snore just in isolated circumstances. So, for example, when they're congested, either due to a cold or due to seasonal allergies, or in the context of having alcohol before bedtime. So if we take all comers, then that number is probably even higher.
And that's exactly why there are probably billions of dollars spent on different products to try. And I like that you identify them as your bed partner. Try and get your bed partner to stop snoring. Dr. Anita Shelgaker is a neurologist, sleep medicine specialist, and director of the Sleep Medicine Fellowship at the University of Michigan. So give us some tips. How do we get some sleep when we're in bed with a snoring person?
Yes, great question, because everybody's sleep is important. So one thing to consider is to create an evening wind down routine for yourself. So to help you drift off to sleep before your bed partner is in bed and snoring. So ways to do that are to minimize, or even better, to totally eliminate the use of electronic devices prior to bedtime for an hour or two before bedtime, dimming the lights in that same time frame, and really setting the stage for bedtime and winding down. So having a cool, dark, quiet environment can help that. And if you can do that before your bed partner starts adding to the noise, then that may help you fall asleep.
I just read that 37 million Americans snore on a regular basis, and it is the third leading cause of divorce.
Well, I think certainly it can be a contributor to why people stay in separate bedrooms. what its role is in divorce. I don't know that I can really contribute to that conversation, but certainly it can be a reason that people sleep in different sleeping areas. And for some people, that can be better for their relationship because then everyone wakes up rested and it doesn't add to strife. So I think that depends, you know, one couple to the next.
And that's really what it boils down to. If it gets that bad, you really do have to sleep in separate rooms just so that you can get some sleep. So with those tips for people who have a bed partner who snores, just try and wind it all down, calm everything down, make sure the room is dark. And I think what I picked up on most was get to bed before they do.
Yeah, that can be helpful. Some people do find that either wearing earplugs can be helpful or having white noise so that the snoring becomes part of a soundscape and not just the isolated noise that's being heard. So I know some, you know, again, different couples have different relationships in terms of being okay with having bedtimes that are a little out of sync or not. So I think there is a little bit of individual preference that goes with that, but these are some strategies to think about.
Somebody just sent in a text, said, my husband snored, my dog Betty snored, earplugs, and I sleep in the other bedroom. Because sometimes people snore so loudly, based on where you live, you can still hear it coming through that bedroom wall into the next bedroom.
That is true. Yes, that's absolutely true. So that's okay. Thinking about some of those environmental things may be helpful.
Okay, so your suggestions are for the person who is snoring, make sure you get checked out to find out what the root of the cause is, especially if it's medical and there are devices that can help you. And for the person that has a bed partner who snores, it's down to earplugs, white noise machines, getting to bed before they do, making sure the room is dark and calm, and worst case scenario, you're moving into the next bedroom.
Yes, I think those are all great strategies, and I would say that the good sleep health is important for everybody, so really making healthy sleep a priority is important for each person in the relationship.
Thank you for joining us, Doctor. We appreciate your input.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Anita Shelagar, she's a sleep medicine specialist. Hey, you want to have some fun? You think you know music? Could you identify who is singing a song or the song that's being sung if there was no music behind it? You've got that going on. If you've got that special talent, be caller number 19 right now at 312-981-7200. We'll turn you on to some great prizes when we play next. But Lauren's coming up with the newscast on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.